السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. وقال تعالى: أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه سيدنا النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه: الحلال بين والحرام بين، وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس، فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه، ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام، كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتع فيه. ألا وإن حمى الله محارمه، ألا وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. المحترم بايو دوستو بزرگو، my dear respected brothers, elders, friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His kindness, His grace, His favor, has granted us this wealth of Iman and Islam. And this wealth of Iman and Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to those whom He loves. And it's a chance, an opportunity, a chance. I'm giving it to you, Iman, Islam. Although there are many other people that have many good qualities, they're not Muslim. But I'm giving it to you to see what you will make out of this. Are you going to be able to understand the value of what I have given you? And are you going to be able to get to Jannah and get to my Raza Mandi and my pleasure and my happiness? Or will you waste this chance? And will you throw it away, thinking that it's nothing special? What other people have is more important. What other people have has more value. What other people have has more significance. And what do other people have? Other people have material things. Other people have houses, and they have cars, and they have holidays, and they have feasts, and they have enjoyments. So because of my being punctual, steadfast, connected, attached to Iman and Islam, and because of me always having to tread on the path of halal and avoid the path of haram and avoid the path of doubtful things, I can't get those nice houses, and I can't get those nice cars, and I can't have those expensive holidays. Because to get those nice houses and cars and expensive holidays, I'm going to have to cut some corners. I'm going to have to do some haram activities. I'm going to have to do some doubtful things, some questionable things. But you know what? I really want them, because everybody else has them. And me as a Muslim, I feel restricted. I feel limited. I can't seem to, you know, I can't understand why I'm so restricted and limited. Why is it that I can't have those expensive holidays and those expensive cars and those expensive houses? That is desirable. That is attractive. That is appealing. And on the other hand, masjid, salah, I don't find the attractiveness in these things. I don't see the appeal in these things. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these acts of worship that sometimes we find taxing and difficult upon our nafs? So that as a reward for this, Allah Ta'ala will give us something in the Akhirah far greater than what anyone in this dunya has ever even dreamed of. And this is reality. So we cannot become lost in the cars and the houses and the holidays. I need them. The non-Muslims have them, I need them. The man needs them, the woman needs them, the boy needs them, the girl needs them. Everybody needs them. Everybody wants them. And everybody is ready to do anything to get them. Just recently in Oldham, a few days ago, we had a whole bunch of, two, three arrests of 5, 6 drug dealers and all of them being put, behind bars. And they're selling drugs worth, what was it, like £750,000, and another raid was of about £2 million. And it's all Muslims. Probably boys I went to school with, but I don't remember their faces. I can't remember. Yeah, he looks different now. It's been many years. Because we want that. You know, that we want that lifestyle. You know, in the time of Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh, you know, this is a sign of the day of Qiyamah. In Nasa'i Sharif, in Sunan Nasa'i, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith is narrated by one of the Sahaba. He mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that لا تقوم ساعة حتى يتباهى الناس في المساجد. The day of judgment will not come until people compete with one another in building a nice masjid. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid was simple. If myself, with my weak iman, I was to see the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think I'm only, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I probably would have said, I'm going to go in there, read my fard, and I'm going home. I can't read anything else. I can't sit there longer. It was soil, earth. There were no walls. Roof was made of palm tree leaves. Dogs and cats would come into the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are coming and urinating in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking that it's just some piece of land. When it would rain, the water would fall inside. And the sahaba, when they would do sajda and they would lift their foreheads up, they would have soil and earth stamped on their foreheads. The time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the masjid. But look at the ruhaniyat, the spirituality, the barakah, the blessings. One salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be so lengthy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand there for such long periods of time in salah. The sahaba would sit there waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They'd come so early and they'd sit in the masjid waiting. When will Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to lead us in salah? One night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isha time, he came out just before Fajr. So the sahaba had come after Maghrib at the start of Isha time. They were sat in the masjid and they were waiting just before Fajr, last part of the night. But someone left their bicycle, motorcycle, electric bike. If you just move it slightly away from the door of the masjid, it's becoming an obstruction. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Nasa'i rahmatullahi brings a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba were waiting for Isha salah. They were just sat there, to the extent many of them had fallen asleep in the masjid, just waiting. When is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to come out, and when is he going to lead us in Isha salah? Just before Fajr, last portion of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out of his hujrah, out of his room. And he sees all the sahaba waiting. So he understands, my sahaba will be thinking, such a long period of time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had it not been for the fact that you would find this very difficult, I would have done this every night. Every night I would have made you wait till this time and led you in. Because the time that you are spending waiting for salah, you get the reward of salah. And secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because at this moment in time, there is no one else on the surface of the earth who is remembering Allah apart from you. Everyone else is sleeping, and you are standing in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a special thing. My point is this, masjid, simple. But this zamana and this day and age is all about beautification. Everybody wants the nicest things. To the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this hubbud dunya, this love of dunya, is going to be in the heart to such an effect, people are going to even use the masjids as a competition. The day of judgment will not come until people compete with one another, brag and boast, okay, my masjid is bigger than your masjid, my masjid is nicer than your masjid, my masjid is more beautiful than your masjid. Whereas what is going to be the reality of that masjid? Masajiduhum amiratun wa hi kharabun min al-huda. Masajid are going to be beautiful, but they will be empty of hidayat. There will be no hidayat in them. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We live in such a day and time where we see these things in front of our own eyes. So this materialism, you know, in the time of Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh, they built this really nice masjid. So they invited this saint. They said, come, you need to come and check out this masjid. It's so beautiful. Because he was like game changing. Nobody had built such beautiful structures before. It was all simple. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, masjid was simple. Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left it alone. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu left it alone. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was the first khalifa to actually strengthen the masjid a little bit. He just put some extra pillars, that's it. He put some extra pillars, he strengthened the roof a little bit, strengthened the walls a little bit. But they didn't want to mess with the design, the style of the masjid. That this is the masjid that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in salah. We don't want to change it. We want to enter this masjid and remember the thoughts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا شَمَمْتُ رِيحًا أَطْيَبُ مِنْ he mentions that I have not smelt any fragrance more beautiful. مَا شَمَمْتُ مِسْكًا وَلَا عَمْبَرًا أَطْيَبُ مِنْ رِيحِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I have not smelt any musk or any amber perfume which is more fragrant than the smell of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَا مَسِسْتُ دِيبَاجًا وَلَا حَرِيرًا أَلْيَنُ مِنْ كَفِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I have never touched any silk which is softer than the palm of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sayyidina Thabit and Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu is crying and he says, on the day of Qiyamah, all I want to do is go to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and say, Ya Rasulullah, خُوَيْدِمُكَ أَنَس. Ya Rasulullah, it's your small khadim Anas. Do you remember me? So Sayyidina Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's student, he's sitting there and he says, O Sahabi of Rasulullah, when you're talking, it's as if you're looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right now. And it's as if you can hear Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking now. It's as if you're describing someone who is right in front of you. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu said, this is the reality. When I'm talking about my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's as if I'm looking at his face. And so Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, another place when he describes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, كَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's as if I'm looking at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face. So the Sahaba did not want to damage the integrity of the Masjid al-Nabawi. This is the Masjid that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in salah. That's why everything that they would happen, which they saw was strange, it didn't happen in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To us, it's not a big deal. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say that some of you do certain actions. Here, alyanu, to you people, is very easy. Ahwanu alaykum, very easy. However, to us, na'udduhu min al-mubiqat, we regard them from things that will destroy us. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never did this, and you people are doing this and you think it's okay. So in the time of Harun Rashid, someone built this beautiful masjid. And they invited this pious saint, I've forgotten his name. And he said, come on, look, it's so beautiful. He went inside, he looked at the masjid, and then he just walked. He was walking out and they said, do you want to say, what do you want to say about it? Do you have anything to say? He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولولا إن سورة الزخرف ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين. What did he say? He said, what does my Allah say in the Quran? My Allah says that I am concerned for you Muslims, that you people of Iman, if I was not worried that you would leave your Iman and become like the non-Muslims, I would have given the non-Muslims such beautiful houses in this dunya. Beautiful roofs made of silver. Beautiful staircases that they would climb up from. Beautiful cushions. Because this is all nothing to me. It's wealth of dunya, mata', insignificant, inferior, futile, useless. I would have given them everything. Bay, mazakaro. Because in Jannat, in Akhirat, you're getting nothing. Akhirat I've only reserved for my muttaqeen, for my righteous servants, for my pious servants. So when he saw this, he said, you're doing zukhruf and adorning the masjid to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala is saying, zukhruf and adornment for the believers is in the Akhirah. Materialism has no place in the life of a Muslim. Attraction, desire for dunya, everything. My talk will become long and my time is up. Inshallah, maybe next week we'll talk. I wanted to connect it with Hajj and Umrah. But chalo, inshallah, maybe we'll do that next time. Allah Ta'ala give us all correct understanding. Subhanallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا Thank you.
Brothers, this tomorrow, inshallah, after Dhuhr Salah, we have an important Hajj program. So our respected Mawlana Abdul Karim Shah Sahib has been on Tuesday, he did one in Urdu, and possibly next Tuesday he'll continue and carry it on in Urdu. This one will be in English. So tomorrow after Dhuhr Salah, our Mawlana Adam Sahib, Mawlana Akbar Sahib together, they will be delivering it in English. The importance of Hajj Umrah, the actions of Hajj Umrah, Ziyarah, the masail, important rulings. So those who are planning to go for Hajj, planning to go for Umrah, obviously they won't be going now, but later on they plan to go for Umrah in the holidays or in May, or in in the upcoming months. So everyone's requested to inshallah attend and benefit and get a refresher. So many people go for Hajj, Umrah, but unfortunately we've seen the state of it. You question as to whether the Umrah is getting done or not, whether the Hajj will be getting done or not. People, and especially now with the amount of amenities and convenience that, and ease that they've facilitated in Hajj. So people are just going, enjoying, eating, drinking, and they're inconsiderate of the masail and the laws and the rulings. So it's essential that we don't just learn the masail from, I don't know, a quick video before we go, or reading a small booklet, but it's important we connect with the ulama. Those who are going for Hajj, please ensure that we all attend, we turn up. Any questions we have, we ask them, we pose them, so that inshallah we are all well equipped and well prepared for the Hajj journey inshallah, and for Umrah as well inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. And those who haven't been as well, we can still, and those who are not going now, or not planning to go now, but inshallah they're planning to go in the future, we should also come. So at least it's not the first time when we do go, at least we're already getting a kind of foundation and understanding as to the rulings of Hajj and Umrah. Last Friday's collection was £1,100. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's donations. حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی گئی, ان کی فیملی نے 50 پاؤنڈ مشرق کو دیا, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو ہر ایک رحمت فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام مردگان کو اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو جنت کے اونچے درجات نصیب فرمائے. جتنے بیمار لوگ ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ سب کو مکمل شفا عاجلہ کاملہ دائم مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. Inshallah, we should try and come a bit early for Jum'ah so we can also listen to the short advice before Jum'ah Salah. It's a reminder, a weekly reminder. Many of us, we don't have time apart from that to connect with talks and with bayans, and so it's just a reminder for us. Even 5-10 minutes of some nasiha, it does us all good and it benefits all of us. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Keep reminding the believers. Doesn't matter what your level of iman is, how close to Allah Ta'ala you are, a reminder is always beneficial for the believers. Always beneficial. So it's good to get a reminder, especially throughout the week I'm so busy with work, with other engagements, I can't make time. So at least we know before Jum'ah Salah, there's going to be 10-15 minute reminder. 1 week in English, 1 week in Urdu. I know sometimes I do in Urdu, but I'm going to try doing English. So Hazrat Marana, he does it in Urdu. So 1 week in Urdu, 1 week in English. So I know that, you know what, today, this week was in Urdu, I don't understand Urdu. Next week will be in English, inshallah. So we come early to the masjid, we get the reward of coming early to the masjid, and at least we can get some benefit from the reminder as well, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله, الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان من الطين اللازب والصلصال وزين صورته بأحسن تقويم وأتم اعتدال، ثم كحل بصيرة المخلص في خدمته حتى انكشف له من الدنيا قبائح الأسرار والأفعال، فزهدوا فيها زهد المبغض لها فتركوها وتركوا التفاخر والتكاثر بالأموال، وأقبلوا بكنه هممهم على دار لا يعتريها فناء ولا زوال. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد أهل الكمال، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه خير أصحاب وعلى آله خير آل. أما بعد، فقد ثبت بالنصوص أن لا مطمع في النجاة إلا بالانقطاع عن الدنيا والبعد منها، وهذا الانقطاع إما بانزوائها عن العبد وهو الفقر، وإما بانزواء العبد عنها وهو الزهد، كما قال تعالى: وتأكلون التراث أكلاً لما وتحبون المال حباً جما. فالأكل كذلك لا يكون ممن رضي بالفقر، والحب كذلك لا يكون لمن اتصف بالزهد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يدخل الفقراء الجنة قبل الأغنياء بخمسمائة عام ونصف يوم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ابغوني في ضعفائكم فإنما ترزقون وتنصرون بضعفائكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا رأيتم العبد يعطى زهدا في الدنيا وقلة منطق فاقتربوا منه فإنه يلقى الحكمة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله، وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أول إصلاح هذه الأمة اليقين والزهد، وأول فسادها البخل والأمل. وقال سفيان: ليس الزهد في الدنيا بلبس الغليظ والخشن وأكل الجشب، إنما الزهد في الدنيا قصر الأمل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم، والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء، أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله، ألا خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن خير الأمور عوازمها، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه. وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. سفدر سرمانيجيكا. Please straighten the rows. Brothers, please move forward, fill in the gaps, inshallah. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Ensure that our heels are on the back line. Our mobile phones are turned off. Sathi, mil mil ke khada ho jaiye. Mobile phone band kar lijiyega. Brothers, please ensure our trousers are above our ankles as well.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Al-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله Just a reminder inshallah so tomorrow after Zuhar Salah we have a Hajj program in English taking place in the Masjid Hajj and Umrah program where the important rules and regulations of Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarah etc. will be discussed It'll be in English, inshallah. It won't be too long. Brothers are requested to participate, inshallah, and benefit from it. Only Hajj programs only happen once a year. So it's a golden opportunity. We should sit, inshallah, and participate. Jazakumullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi taslim. Sallallahu ala habibina sayyidina mawlana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ahlihi. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن وصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وقلبا خاشعا منورا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة. اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك فانزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أحصهم عددا واخسرهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.